Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Yes.
Bang! Bang! No. Bang! Bang!
Oh, boy. Also, the Milwaukee Bucks problems closing out games continues. Will this panel have some problems closing out a game? We'll see. Let's go.
That's not me.
Speak for yourself, Reale. Cobra Kai, baby. Sweep the leg.
We're going to start asking you about the Lakers and the close games they're playing and LeBron's minutes, but let's all marvel at Lou Dort's defense on LeBron here. This is mesmerizing.
Love it.
Three straight overtime games for the Lakers. They won them all. Of course, that means more minutes for LeBron. Frank Vogel says the plan is to be responsible, but to win the games. George Sedano, around the horn to you. Is it okay the focus be on February wins, or should it be on LeBron's minutes?
Okay, first of all, we need to focus on Lou Dort a little more. Shout out to Lou Dort employing the Shane Battier-style defense, who was the first guy who'd ever put the hand in the face. He used to do that during his battles with Kobe Bryant, and then Lou Dort added the two hands in the face, adding on to the Shane Battier legacy of defending guys. All right, so here's the deal with LeBron, Tony. If there's anything he hates, it's talking about rest. He hates the fact that we got to talk about him and his minutes and as he's getting older, because all those things talk about his mortality. But the reality is this. It is February. This team is focused on winning a championship, and they're as deep as they've ever been. You look at a guy like Wes Matthews, who had four DNPs and has been a big part of them winning these last couple of games. Mind you, he started 70-some-odd games for the Milwaukee Bucks last year, who were the number one overall seed in the NBA. So that just goes to
show. All right, you're getting a little bit lost here. LeBron is playing more minutes in the last 10 games than he has all season to win these games in February. Is that the right move, George Sedano?
I mean, it is in the short term, but in the long term, I don't think it's
there
the
we
right
go.
Approach. I think he needs to sit.
Bob Ryan, I'll bring you in here on this. The February wins versus LeBron minutes. Where do you stand on that?
In general theory, they have to be careful about this, because the most important thing when you get to the playoffs is not seeding. It's not home court, which has no relevance this year at all. It's health. And so they have to remind him of this. Now, that said, LeBron James has been a minutes guy his whole life. He has led the league in minutes, played three different times, okay? He is better than other people. He's not like everybody else. He's in better shape than the 98% of the people. This is the byproduct of that, not to mention his mental strength and his mental desire to win. So, but they have to sit him down a little one time and say, look, LeBron, we can't overdo this. I mean, they got to pick their spot. Surely there's going to be a spot in the schedule. Surely there's going to be a game when they can sit him down. But the fact is that he can handle this. They just don't want to go too crazy.
Kevin Blackstone.
First of all, Lou Dort was playing the Marcel Marceau defense. That's what I would call that. Tell him about it, Bob. Look, let's get to LeBron's minutes now. I don't worry about it. Why? Because he averaged 38.3 minutes per game for his career. You look at the top 25 minutes per games guys in the history of the NBA, and there's only one guy who's playing today who's in that top 25. This is not a guy who's going to sit out games. This is not a guy who needs Greg Popovich's rules. He's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not even Anthony Davis, who has missed the last couple of games nursing that Achilles tendon. So you know what? This is what he does. He stepped up. He's playing 41 minutes the last three games, these three overtime games. He's about winning, and this is what it takes with LeBron.
You know,
James.
You brought up Marcel Marceau like no one else. You know what he did? He invented the first mute button. That's what he did. Emily Kaplan, join us here. February wins versus LeBron minutes.
I don't think we're talking about the real motivation for him, which is winning an MVP. He hasn't done it in years. And look, entering the season, all of the focus was on what a challenge it would be in the short offseason, because it had historically never been done before. But historically, athletes have never had the resources that are available to them now, and the advances we've made in sports science are so significant. A couple years ago, Mav Carter said that LeBron spends $1.5 million a year on his body. This, to me, reminds me so much of the Patriots underestimating Tom Brady, assuming he would decline at 40, because that's when quarterbacks typically decline. But of course he didn't, because of the stuff he's doing off the field. This is the new blueprint for an aging superstar athlete.
George, you want to add something? Please, go ahead.
Tony, while he spends all that money on his body, he spends that money to ramp up to a certain point to be ready when the games matter. And the games don't start to matter this year till May. You got to save him from himself a little bit. It may be a tough conversation for Vogel, but he's got to have it.
Bob, I see a look on your face. You want to add something? Please, go ahead.
Yes, in 1961-62, the year in which he scored 100 points in a game. Oh, by the way, Wilt Chamberlain averaged more than 48 minutes per game played. Thank you.
Wait. Oh, because he played every minute and then they had overtime games? Wow, that is incredible.
That is 100% correct, yes.
The answer to every scoring record is Wilt. The answer to every Minuteman record is Wilt. And he also played basketball. We move on. How the Bucks and Suns finished off last night. Giannis, top of the key, pull-up jumper for the win. No. Here's Devin Booker after the game.
Well, what were you thinking when Giannis got that last look?
That we're in good shape. Anytime you can stay in front of them and force them to, you know, take shots like that, you know, you just have to live with it.
Woo! Devin Booker saying we're in good shape. That we, Giannis has the ball in his hands late in the game. How do you hear that from Booker on Giannis, Bob?
Well, that's refreshing candor, I'm pleased to say. But the fact is that if you handed a yellow legal pad to every player in the league and said, where do you think you would rank this Giannis for taking the last shot, and he would not rank in the top 20 or 25. So, and it's just like if he went to the free throw line, you'd say, we're okay now. So that's reality. That's just simple reality. Everybody knows that's not his game. His game is going to the basket.
So here's somebody caught the MVP like that, Kevin Blackstone. You're giving Booker points for that, or is this a big problem for Milwaukee?
No, it's not a problem for Milwaukee. In fact, since 2018-2019, Giannis does a better clutch percentage than does LeBron James. So he can win games. But how does he win games? Like he did a couple of Decembers ago against the Knicks, he drove the ball to the cup. And that's what they did not allow him to do. You know, this is a guy that eats up real estate on the basketball court and can get to the basket like anybody. He didn't even get to the elbow on that particular shot. So you force a lower percentage shot than letting him get to the
rim. You see that as great defense on Phoenix's
good defense.
And that's what Booker's talking about. Getting Giannis in that position, that's the shot they want. Emily Kaplan, what did you see last night in the final seconds?
Yeah, of course Devin Booker's going to say that. He knows the stats. We know the stats. Giannis is a career low 26% shooting from 20-foot or further jumpers, which is the second lowest mark in the league of 101 qualifying players. But this, to me, just shows that this is a team with so much offseason turnover, new systems. They're still a work in progress. They're figuring it out. And we could focus on that last play, which obviously didn't work out. Or we could say this dude got 47 points yesterday and 17 of them from the free throw line. That's very big for Giannis.
Well, George, we've seen Giannis score 47 before. We've seen Milwaukee fail to close out games in the postseason and again last night. What are we talking about here?
Well, Tony, here's what we're talking about, is that Giannis's game still needs to be refined some more. And I think that's the key here. What we saw the last two postseasons where the Toronto Raptors and the Miami Heat employ a strategy to build a wall, basically, around him and not allow him to get to the cup like Kevin was alluding to earlier. So he's going to have to learn to hit those mid-range shots or those jumpers. And look, they've been bad in the clutch this year. They're 2-6 in clutch games. They were 11-2 last year. This is a team, as Emily pointed out, is still trying to figure itself out. But a lot of this is because Giannis needs to figure it out. There is more of an onus on him this year with the changes that they made than there's ever been. So if he's going to be the MVP candidate that he showed us the last couple of years, he's going to have to take his game to a different
level. Bob, when you hear that stat that George just gave us, that they're 2-6 in the clutch, that's second worst in the NBA, how real a problem is that for this team right now?
I think they have issues. Yes, I think that's just one of them. And I'm not surprised to hear that.
There was also a stat defensively. They're now middle of the pack. They were one of the best defensive teams in basketball the last couple of years. George, you said something before we sat down that it kind of explained that. I thought it was pretty good. Can you tell me that again?
Yeah, it's their strategy, basically. So Milwaukee gave up above the break threes, Tony, which is just basically they would defend the corners because that's a high percentage shot. The above the break threes were lower percentage shots. But here's the problem. Teams are now hitting those shots. They're no longer as low a percentage shot as they once were. And Toronto, Miami, Milwaukee employed that strategy. And you look at all of them now, they're somewhere between like 8 and like 14 or 15 when they were near the top defensively.
Last story here, and I'm looking at you, Bob Ryan, because you know it's coming up. How the legend of Tom Brady grew yesterday. And this throw is just amazing. Think of it this way. Last championship, it was Belichick screaming, no days off. Today is the day off for Brady, whether he likes it or not. He had some fun. Bob, what did you see with Brady yesterday?
Well, I saw a guy that we seldom saw here. We were having fun. I always wondered, you know, you got all this money. What's he doing? He doesn't want to have a good bottle of wine. He doesn't want to have a good steak. He should be going to Burns Steakhouse every night if I were him living there in Tampa. This is a very refreshing let your hair down kind of thing that we never saw in Boston at all.
And why didn't you see it? But did Belichick not allow that, or was Brady not this person yet?
I think he's shed some skin here. I think that he's just enjoying everything about this change in his life, and he's making the most
Kevin
of it.
Kevin Blackstone?
Yeah, I would just point out one thing. A lot of people were worried about the Lombardi Trophy there. Remember, this past season, Tom Brady was a 71% completion rate when there was no pressure.
Oh, sure, no
on
pressure.
And that was a great pocket that he had right there, and he made
Does anybody
pass.
Know how heavy the Lombardi Trophy is? Because, I mean, it looks like it would be, it's 7 pounds. So, I mean, Gronk can get a hold of that like he did. Kaplan.
Yeah, for years we were conditioned to believe that the keys to the Patriots dynasty were buying into the rule-abiding system and no personality, Bill Belichick. But now he's showing that there's other ways to win. This guy is 40, playing like he's 30, and partying like he's 20. It's awesome.
Donald.
Tony, this is the infamous new phone. Who dis, right? Like, that's the reality. There's no more Belichick holding him down. He's letting his hair down. He's got a suntan. He bought a new car. And you know what? The good thing is I now have something in common with Tom Brady, praying to the porcelain god after avocado tequila.
Avocado tequila is what he said, right? Yeah, and that's the problem when you don't go to the avocado tequila often. You don't have really a resistance. All right, we're taking a break here. Oh, I almost forgot. Super Bowl picks. Emily, you already paid your penalty. Check this out. George and Bob eating it. And how about the sagacious professor, Kevin Blackstone? How do you do it? No, really, how do you do it?
Study. Study, really.
By yourself when we come back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Final play for Hawks Mavericks last night. Game on the line. Trae Young screening Willie Cauley-Stein. He gets blown up, which blows up the play. No foul call, and the ball game is over. Hawks lose. Hawks unhappy about this. Referee said after the game. They went back and they even looked at it after the game, and they still believe no foul call. George, does Atlanta have beef?
No, no beef, Tony. I'm selling this. Look, I'll give Trey a lot of credit for getting in there and trying to set that screen, but this is about physics. Cauley Stein is a foot taller and a lot stronger. And by the way, Gallinari still got a good look at it.
Kaplan?
Yeah, look, I think that I understand why they're upset. Anytime they go up against Luka, there's personal pride on the line. This is, you know, these are two players that are always going to be linked. But when you're a 6-foot guard setting a back screen on a 7-foot center, there's obviously going to be a shoulder in your face, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's illegal.
So you call out the play call here that Atlanta was screening with Trae Young. Kevin Blackstone, are you allowed to screen with Trae Young in this instance?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen that done before in the league. It's a slick little play, but they blew up the play. But I think he also had a right to be upset. It looked like he got hit above the shoulders, and that's usually something that the referees want to get out of the game, and that's something they usually look at.
So you would have called
him. Yeah, he's got beef.
Then. Okay. Bob Ryan, does Atlanta have beef here?
First, I thought yes, but upon further review, I'm selling their beef. There was a little embellishment going on there, folks. I don't want to use the F word, but you know the one I mean.
Okay. And as far as a smaller player, setting screens, Bob Rudd?
Well, yeah, you know, when Larry Bird was young and in came the Jerry Seasting came in the league from Purdue, and Larry knocked him on his keister. And after the game, I said, what, was that an ISU Purdue thing? He said, hell no, I don't want no small guard setting a pick on me.
All right, so it's allowable and it's good play calling, but the bigger guys still don't want that. I understand what you're saying. We'll move on. Fire cell 2. 50-40-90. You know what that is. It's a big deal in the NBA. 50% field goal, 40% three, 90% free throw. How about 50-50-100? Which NBA player currently has that? Anyone? Anyone?
Steph Curry.
Yes, they're right on the screen there. I was beating you guys. You're all getting a mute anyway. Kevin Blackstone. Philly is 15-3 when Curry is starting. What do you buy from Curry's season? Could he be the missing piece for the Sixers?
Oh, sure. You know, you get a guy like Daryl Morey in there who loves the three ball, right? They have talent now. They can shoot the three ball. And you got one of the guys who's the hottest in the league at doing that. This is what you need from a backcourt that has Ben Simmons in it who doesn't shoot the
ball. Bob Ryan?
What I'm taking away here is that Seth Curry has made himself into the most useful player in the history of the league who is playing on his 7th team in 8 years. How is this possible?
I'll take your word for it, Bob, but you always hate those stats that ESPN puts out. You know, the most points by a third-year player on a Tuesday night.
But this is a valid stat. This is a valid, not a stat. It's a valid okay. fact, and it's not an alternative fact. It's a true fact.
George Sedano?
Tony, Embiid and Simmons had a +18 net rating 3 seasons ago when they had Ilyasova, Redick, and Bellinelli. So Daryl Morey put some shooting around them. They put one of the better shooters around them in Seth Curry, who we saw as a great safety valve for the Dallas Mavericks last year. They're 15-3 with Seth Curry on the floor. He is a big piece.
I'll tell you the only stat that matters. This is a win for younger siblings everywhere. That's it. That's all it is.
It really is. But he has morphed into the player that is like Del Curry and Steph Curry hybrid in some sort of way. And what would you say, Bob? It's a 7 team in 6 years? It's great.
7 team in 8 years.
Amazing. Fire Cell 3, the NBA's idea to have the dunk contest at halftime of the All-Star game. They're putting it out there. They're talking it over. Bob, I'm afraid to ask, but fire cell.
Sell, sell, sell. How can you put a dunk contest on in less than an hour, number one? Number two, I stopped caring about the dunk contest after Spud Webb won. They don't need one anymore. He proved it all for all time eternity.
Okay. George Sedano?
Yeah, I'm selling, Tony. The execution makes no sense. What is halftime going to be, an hour? It's usually 15 or 20 minutes max.
Mm-hmm. Emily Kaplan?
It's like they heard LeBron and all these stars say, we don't think the All-Star Game's a good idea, but we'll show up anyway. And they were like, great, let's figure out a way to involve as many people as possible. How is that the takeaway? This is not a good idea.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, I'm selling the All-Star Game. I'm selling this at the halftime. But you know what? They don't care how long it is. It's just part of theater. And that's all the All-Star Weekend really has become.
Bob, no dunk contest has mattered since Spud Webb? I mean, in that
None,
time,
no dunk
that's
test,
Vince Carter.
35 years of irrelevancy after Spud Webb won at 5'6". I'm really impressed at 7 footer
can dunk. I was 10 years old.
Oh, isn't that impressive?
Doesn't Jordan have one since then? I mean, there's some been great all-time dunk contests in that time.
Yeah. Okay.
No. All right, we have some housekeeping. Sedano and Kaplan going home, and we have a Blackstone and Ryan showdown. Two hands up, and do these hands too. We got a great story coming up about some paisani in showdown.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know if they still make posters, but what's the better posterization? Tennessee's Keon Johnson or the Nuggets' R.J. Hampton? Kevin Blackstone, first year.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with R.J. Hampton. You know why? In part because not only was it the best one and the guy's right in the frame, but his father, Rod Hampton's an old friend of mine from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not going against Rod Hampton's nice. Progeny.
Bob Rudd?
There are dunks, there are really cool dunks, and there are dunks that, you got to be kidding me, with elevation. That is as elevated as you're going to be for a guy that size.
Which one?
Astonishing. Plus, he didn't have the run-up that Hampton had. So it's got to be Keon Johnson.
Keon Johnson. The best part was the hang on the rim afterwards. I love that. Sorry to your friend there, Kevin Blackstone. Point Bob Ryan. We'll move on. All right. Two moments in Australia last night at the Open. First off, flipping off Nadal because he's taking too long to serve. The fan, she was tossed for it, okay? But you know this is gonna be my favorite. Fabio Fognini, Salvatore Caruso, on-court dispute after their five-set match. It was all in Italian. A quick translation is, Fognini was telling Caruso he got lucky, he was lucky to even be in the match against them, and you can see them going at it. Oh, I love this. Bob Ryan, what was more outstanding?
Tony, no offense, but a couple of Italians having an animated discussion is nothing really rare or unusual. But when the normally staid Rafael Nadal responds to a fan, responds directly to a fan, a female fan, that's much more impressive to me.
Come on, we've seen those Italian guys go on it at this on this very show, Reality and I Stole time and time again. What's new about that?
Well, I'll tell you what it is, though, okay? Because if you're like this, and this is, I would recommend this to anybody. Go like this, and what you have is a very mild-mannered conversation. Once the palms tip, now we got something. Bob Ryan, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
The Australian Open is on again, and once again the question in this country is, when is some American male going to make tennis great again? We stink, okay? We stink. The last American who won an Open was a major was Roddick in 03. How about names like, remember names like McEnroe and Sampras and Agassi, even Courier and Chang? We used to produce male tennis players. What is going on in this country? It just defies all analysis. Where is Bobby Riggs when you need him?
Win number 200 for Bob Ryan. Congratulations. His first February of 02.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.